So here we are, and Black Friday is with us in full force, and of course originally named after the time when businesses would actually move their books into the black as opposed to being in the red. A little bit of a nugget of knowledge there. Now, clearly we want to do the same thing when it comes to the body, the life forms, our human beings, our experience, quality of life. What's the best way to move into the black when it comes to our own personal health? Well, clearly make use of PharmaNord nutritional supplements, and perhaps even equally as important, speak to that ace nutritionist. It is Dennis the Chemist, a man who clearly always will be in the black when it comes to health. DennisTheChemist.com. Dennis Gore, welcome. How are you?
Mighty fine, sir. Mighty
good.
Fine.
See,
but this word, Black Friday, there is one area of health which we should be moving out of the black. And that is what I read in the Manchester Evening News, Wednesday, November the 22nd, that's this week. What an amazing, well, horrible headline on page 14. You're talking about black. I'm talking about black lungs from smoking. The headline was, 70 people find they have lung cancer in a mobile screen test. And this pilot scheme, which was started here in Manchester, pilot scheme in shopping centres, now to be used across the UK. You know, Alex, we've still got millions of people setting fire to little white tubes called cigarettes, which are white paper filled with chopped up leaves from thousands of miles away. And people are setting fire to them and breathing it in, the smoke. And they know that the 4,000 chemicals in cigarette smoke, 46 of which can give you lung cancer. And the only one you're addicted to is, the only chemical you're addicted to in the 4,000 is the nicotine. And so there are patches and sprays and vapor systems of artificial cigarettes, all just to give you the nicotine, which at least is a stepping stone away from the horror that people are still buying cigarettes for up to £10.99. I saw in a garage when I looked at the row of prices, £10.99 for a packet of cigarettes, which is £10.99 is like £70 a week. 52 weeks in a year, so 50 times 70 is £3,500. And if you multiply that by 40 years of smoking times 3,500, it's about £130,000. So this headline, 70 people find they have lung cancer in mobile screen tests. This is by Charlotte Cox at the Manchester Evening News, and it says, more than 70 residents in Harper Hay, Gorton and Withenshaw, these are areas in Manchester, these 70 residents were found that they had lung cancer after getting screened in the shopping centre car park. The trial of mobile screening, which took place in the summer, detected the disease in 75 people who had, they'd all previously smoked. And this pilot study will now be rolled out across the country by NHS England and Macmillan Cancer Support to boost early detection. Now the facts get more vivid. During the trial in June and July in this year, 2017, 2,500 people. Now, 2,500 is a small number when you think on this island called Great Britain, we have 65.5 million people. So 2,500 is, you know, in a large music hall, you could have people watching in the audience. 2,500 is quite a small number. And the people were aged 55 to 74, and they had a history of smoking. So they all had a CT scan in the mobile units. And for every 33 people screened, there was one case of cancer was found. One in 33 of these 2,500 people who'd been smokers or were smokers aged 55 to 74. So if you're smoking, listener, and you're only 20 or 30 or 40 or 50, and you're smoking every day of your life, 5, 10, 15, 20, it doesn't matter, because the chemicals are just there damaging. And so it says 4 in 5 of these people who were found to have cancer, 4 in 5 of the cancers discovered were at stage 1 or 2 or earlier in the disease progression. Lung cancer often has no symptoms at this stage. Now, NHS England Chief Executive Simon Stevens has announced plans to roll out this scheme in other areas of Manchester and in London and in the north and part of Yorkshire. Announcing the plan, Simon Stevens, NHS England Chief Executive, said NHS cancer care is the best it's ever been, with cancer survival increasing every year. But listeners, don't get cancer in the first place. Don't smoke. I mean, one person in 33 walking into a trial. They walked into the Alliance Medical trial. I can see a picture of the former Manchester Lord Mayor, Paul Murphy, with the MCIP lung clinical lead, Dr. Phil Barber, at the initial trial. And it shows you the huge caravan-like building with the door open, and the steps that the people were asked, would you like to go and have your lungs tested? And one person in three of smokers was cancers. So if you're a smoker and you're planning, and you've been smoking for years already, and you're planning on smoking, and if you're already 55 to 74, all people who smoke should stop smoking. This one in 33, this number just blows your mind. Danny Bell, specialist advisor for treatment and recovery at Macmillan Cancer Support, said, the earlier that someone is diagnosed with cancer, the better their chance of successful treatment. I would add, and if you don't want to get cancer in the first place, don't smoke. Don't smoke for yourself, for your wife, for your husband, for your partner, for your children, for your grandparents, for everybody. It's just ridiculous. So it's great news that this pilot scheme, it goes on to say, is now going to be rolled out across other parts of England. But that number, 1 in 33, it just blows your mind. It says lung cancer is a notoriously difficult type to diagnose. Well, don't get it in the first place. Then you won't have to have it diagnosed. It's difficult type to diagnose at an early stage. And initiatives such as this make it easier for high-risk people to get their health checked. Paula Chadwick, Chief Executive at the Roy Castle Lung Cancer Foundation, said early detection was working for breast cancer, bowel cancer, cervical cancer, and it was time to focus on lung cancer as well, which, if caught early, can be treated more effectively. And Dr. Nick Hopkinson, Honorary Medical Advisor for the British Lung Foundation, said by the time lung cancer symptoms present, it's often too late to be cured. But don't smoke, listeners. It's ridiculous setting fire to cigarettes and breathing in the smoke. Even firemen, they wear helmets when they go near any smoke. It goes on to say the last part, it comes as lung cancer operations reached a record high, with survival rates after such procedures also at their best ever levels. Survival, but some people don't survive. And you need the operation anyway to remove the cancer from your lungs. The last paragraph. The report from the Royal College of Physicians show there were 5,936 lung cancer removal operations in English hospitals during the 2015 calendar year, an increase from 5,600 operations in 2014. And in North Manchester, where I live, it says the last 10, 11 words, North Manchester has the highest rate of lung cancer incidents in England. So that is mind-blowing. One person in 33 amongst people who smoke, aged 55 to 74, were found to have lung cancer. You've got to stop smoking. We're talking this morning, as we do every Friday, about vitamins and minerals and herbal products available from a Danish company called PharmaNord. In Denmark, it's the only country in Europe where by Danish law they have to make health food products to pharmaceutical standards. So when I first came across this company about 25 years ago, and I was even then doing radio and some television broadcasts, I've done programs on Radio Oldham, Radio Liverpool, Radio Manchester, Radio Blackpool, Granada Television. I've done programs with Gloria Winkleman, with George Hamilton, with Alan Bezik, with many well-known interviewers. And I've always covered with them health, just like we're doing this morning. And PharmaNord products are so wonderful because I've been recommending them because as a pharmacist, I respect a company that makes products to pharmaceutical standards. And they have about 48 health products. This article about 70 people find they have lung cancer in a mobile screen test, one every 33 walking in the room having a scan, was told they had lung cancer. And that's only in 2,500 people of smokers. There are millions of smokers in Great Britain and in the world. Well, let's talk about Great Britain. Millions. And there's 65 million people, and say, well, 6 million, 8 million, 12 million smoke. And from this trial, 1 in 33 in that age group, 50 to 74, have already got lung cancer. It's been spotted. They can have treatment. But it's just telling everybody, don't start smoking. And if you are smoking, stop smoking. One of the PharmaNord products is called BioSeleno Precise. Bio, because all the PharmaNord range starts off with the bio, biologically active, because they're made to pharmaceutical standards. And BioSeleno Precise, the precise amount of seleno. Seleno stands for the world's rarest mineral, selenium. I know you've all heard of calcium for your bones, iron if you're anemic. Magnesium is very important because it's in 325 different pathways, active pathways in your body, so you need magnesium. But this world's rarest mineral, selenium, in this island called Great Britain, which is part of planet Earth, when planet Earth was formed about 4 billion years ago, we drew the short straw here in the UK because we ended up with the lowest levels of selenium in the world. Most of you will never have heard of selenium. I've been selling it for 30-odd years. I got a book 30-odd years ago, Selenium as a Food and Selenium as a Medicine, by Dr. Richard Passwater. You can still buy the book online. Selenium as a Food and Selenium as a Medicine by Dr. Richard Passwater. Good name for a doctor, Dr. Richard Passwater. Easy to remember. And there was about 16 chapters in this book, and it was telling you that if you've got enough selenium, it can help to protect you against, well, there was a chapter on arthritis, cataracts, heart disease, infertility, yeah, all that. For a tablet which costs, is it expensive? 10p a day, 10 pence, 10 pennies. And you only need one a day, Bio Soleno Precise. And there's a graph in the chapter on cancer showing you in 21 countries the levels of another big problem, breast cancer. Breast cancer, before we joined the common market, before we joined the common market, we were getting the wheat from Canada. And their soil gives the wheat, where it grows, a decent amount of selenium. So that we were getting, not a massive amount, it was still low, but the wheat from Canada was giving us 67 micrograms a day of selenium. When we joined the common market 44 years ago, we started buying the wheat from Europe, because brothers, sisters, why bring it 3,000 miles or whatever from Canada, 21 miles across the channel? You've got Italy and Spain and other countries all growing wheat. But their levels also are very low, only about 50 micrograms a day from that part of Europe's soil, allowing it to go into food, or if a cow eats a grass, a cow is made of grass, all it eats is grass. So if the grass is growing in soil with very little selenium, the cow will have very little selenium. And if you're not a vegetarian, and if you eat steak, then you're not going to get much selenium, because that cow steak is actually made of grass. And in Great Britain, we've got the lowest selenium in the world. And so we've actually got the highest breast cancer levels in the world. It was one woman in nine. And when we switched to the soil, or should I say, the flour to make the bread from the wheat growing in Europe, it's now one of the reasons why it's gone to one woman in eight getting breast cancer is even lower selenium. Our selenium now, that the people listening and the other 65.5 million people on the planet, in Great Britain, who aren't listening, but all of us, we're only getting, are you ready, 31 micrograms a day. If you lived in Venezuela, their soil gives their food 350 micrograms a day. Japan get up to 400 a day. Parts of North America get 250 a day. Taiwan gets 175 a day. And you, listeners, get 31 a day. And you need it to make 25 pathways in your body. Just like magnesium, and PharmaNord make a tablet called Biomagnesium. And you need magnesium, irregular heartbeats, equally important as calcium for your bones, neurological pathways. Before migraine treatments, people, and still take, if they knew about it, and I'm telling you now, you take magnesium, Biomagnesium tablets, one or two a day. And it helps to prevent migraine starting in the first place. So yes, going back to selenium, we've got, as I say, the highest breast cancer death rates in the world. And in men, we've got the highest prostate cancer deaths in the world. A man dies about every 50 minutes, night and day, on the island called Great Britain. And in the notes from two university research showed that if you take about 200 millionths of a gram a day as a supplement and PharmaNord's product, Bio Soleno Precise. Precise, that word, because it is the precise amount of selenium that PharmaNord have put in their white tablet. So if you take one Bio Soleno Precise, which costs 10 pence a day, that gives you the 200 micrograms, which added to the lousy 31 you're getting from your food, you've now got 231 micrograms a day. And now you can make the 25 pathways that you need to make selenium into to stay healthy. So selenium P, if you can make it, if you've got enough selenium, and you can if you take a BioSeleno Precise tablet every day, which I've been taking for 25 years, you can now make selenium P that protects your liver. Selenium K protects your kidney. Selenium M protects your muscle. Selenium N protects your nerves. Selenium S protects your skin. So if you've got psoriasis or eczema, amongst the things you can take, and you can take Bio Omega 3 fish oil, which is another product from PharmaNord made to pharmaceutical standards. It's a capsule of fish oil, and we know that the Eskimos don't have a word in their language. The only people who don't have a word in their language for psoriasis, the skin problem that affects 2 people in 100, which in the world is about 700 million people, have the genetic predisposition to getting their psoriasis fault kicking in. But the Eskimos don't have a word for psoriasis because they eat so much oily fish. When they walk out of the igloo, they don't think, I'll have some chicken tonight for my tea, or I'll have a steak. No, they don't have cows and chickens and pigs and goats. So they live on oily fish. And the omega-3, you've heard of omega-3, the ingredient in oily fish, that evokes pathways which stops, even if they've got the gene for psoriasis, it doesn't kick in. But if they come to our part of the world and start eating a ridiculous diet of cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits and jam and marmalade and sugar and sugar and sugar and sugar, this ruins your immune system. It feeds cancer. Sugar feeds cancer. Just now in all the supermarkets, all the major supermarkets, and all the major garages, they have walls of tins, well-known brands of tins of sweets. And they're selling them for Christmas. And if you pick up a tin and look on the back of the tin, you'll see the amount of sugar, the amount of glucose. And it says something like 59% or 59 grams in every 100 grams of this product. Every 4 grams of sugar is a spoon of sugar, teaspoonful of sugar. So a Mars bar is 7 spoons of sugar. And a non-diet Coke tin of a drink is 7 spoons of sugar. And all these other products like Twix and Bounty, they're all sugar. And coming up to Christmas, if you buy a stocking of miniature Bounties and Mars bars and all these little chocolates and treats, I mean, that word treat is destroying the nation. It's giving us diabetes. Diabetes is rocketing. The number of people with diabetes, there's 4 million people with diabetes in Great Britain. Yeah, just in Great Britain, 4 million. And they reckon in 10, 12 years, it'll be 5.5 million. At the moment, one in person in 20 is diabetic. In 10, 12 years, it'll be 1 in 12. Every 12th person will be diabetic. And that can lead to the highest levels of blindness is in diabetes because the sugar damages the retina. And then it damages the heart. So 1 in 4 diabetics tend to have heart problems. And 20% of diabetics have kidney problems. And kidney is a main organ, you know. If you lose an arm, you can be saved, you can carry on living. But your kidneys are your filters. You've got to protect your kidneys. So don't eat all this sugar, the cakes, the chocolates, the sweets, the biscuits, the jam, the marmalade, the Mars bars, the Kit Kats, the Twix, the Bounty. It's all sugar, 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 mountains of sugar. So I was explaining how selenium is protecting the body against cancer. There is one area in China. We've got the lowest selenium in the world as a country, but China's got an area called Keshan Province. And until the Chinese government gave everybody in the province a supplement of selenium, the babies there in that area were being born they were actually born with Keshan, it was named after the area, Keshan heart disease. And that was because the mother, with the baby in the womb, in her food, was getting only 20 micrograms a day of selenium. Remember, listeners, we're only getting 31. It's only 11 more. It's so important for everybody on the island to take a tablet that costs 10 pence, BioSeleno Precise. There's even a version called BioSelenium with Zinc, and that's even better in a way for men, because the zinc helps stop the good male sex hormone, testosterone, becoming the rubbish version, dihydrotestosterone. And that's the one that can lead, because of hormonal influence, to an enlarged prostate. And then many men later on, unfortunately, enlarged prostates can often become cancerous. So selenium, it says in the notes I read from two leading universities, one was the University of Arizona, I just forgot the name of the other university, but they showed from their research that by taking 200 millionths of a gram of selenium a day, you could reduce your chance of prostate cancer, of getting it, by 65%. And it lists most of the other cancers could be reduced by 50%. It's so important for people in Great Britain to take selenium.
And that's another one of the reasons, Dennis. Well, sorry, Dennis, the whistle has had to go. We've had to stop you there. The 25 minutes has actually gone. We're going to have to pick that up next week.
It's the headline. More Britons get heart failure than four most common cancers.
Oh.
Take your bioquinone Q10 gold.
Okay, and we'll come back to that.
That reduces the deaths from heart failure by 43%.
That's
anybody with heart failure. Take three a day of bioquinone Q10 Gold. The only one you have to monitor is if you're on warfarin. But if you're not on warfarin, anybody can take three a day of bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram. Whether you've got heart failure or you've not, that is the elixir of life.
27 minutes, 30 seconds. Fantastic stuff, Dennis. A good
Thanks
mini lecture as ever. Take care.
2 minutes and 27 seconds.
We will speak again next week. Take care now.
Bye.